This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Candidates for president are spreading out across New Hampshire this weekend to shore up support and persuade undecided voters ahead of Tuesday's primary. Steve Cazella is with the Mass Inc. Polling Group, the organization that conducts polls for WBUR. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
We have 3 days left before the first in the nation primary. Basically, where do you see the race right now? What are the polls showing?
Yeah, there's still a lot of upheaval. So on the Democrat and the Republican side, we have what looks like it could be a real contest on both sides. So on the Republican side, we've seen some evidence that the race has tightened since Iowa. You know, for months and months, it was Donald Trump and then everybody else was far behind. Some of the polls have shown that Marco Rubio seems to be catching up. We can't say for sure because it's not fully consistent, but it seems like the margins have tightened in on the Republican side. And on the Democratic side, the same thing. It looks like Hillary Clinton may be edging up on the lead that Bernie Sanders had opened up.
Now, you conducted your latest poll in New Hampshire after the Iowa caucuses. Did voters in New Hampshire seem to be adjusting their support based specifically on outcomes in Iowa?
Well, if this movement for Rubio is real, then I would say yes, because he came to what was kind of an unexpectedly strong third place finish in Iowa, which you say third place, that doesn't sound very good. But New Hampshire's voters are really different than Iowa voters. Iowa voters tend to be very conservative, are much more likely to say they're evangelical. New Hampshire voters, on the other hand, are among the most liberal, moderate Republican voters out there.
Well, what do Republican voters and Democratic voters in New Hampshire say are their top issues as they're looking at candidates?
Yeah, it's a similar kind of thing that you see nationwide. You know, ISIS is obviously one of them. That's been one sort of since the beginning. The economy and jobs, to no one's surprise. You know, it's a relatively common set of issues that voters there are looking at.
Well, I wonder if in New Hampshire or elsewhere, it might be not so much issues driving voter decisions as sort of notions about the personality or aura of the contenders. Does your polling pick up any of that?
Well, there's one group of voters who have a particularly interesting set of decisions to make, which is independents, because they can decide between the two parties. You know, so while there may not be a huge amount of distinction between the candidates within a party, there's a lot of distinction between the two parties. And there are some voters who haven't even made their mind up which primary they're going to vote in.
Looking at the Republican race, Ted Cruz did win Iowa. What does the polling suggest his prospects are in New Hampshire?
I would say pretty dim. You know, I mean, he doesn't need to win because it's not a state that he's expected to win. He did very well among voters who call themselves very conservative. That's a big slice of the electorate in Iowa and a much smaller slice in New Hampshire.
In terms of Donald Trump, he's certainly been leading in the polls for a long time. Then, of course, he lost in Iowa. So what is the sense of what he's looking for in New Hampshire?
The big question for Donald Trump all along, really, has been, will Donald Trump supporters, will the people who show up at the rallies, will they turn into voters? Because throughout the process, there's been data, there's been models, there's been polls that have shown that the people who say they're going to vote for Donald Trump are the least likely to actually turn out to vote. So one of the things coming out of Iowa was a renewal of that question. Will Donald Trump supporters turn into Donald Trump voters? He underperformed his polls there. You know, he's leading everywhere else, but is that lead real? Will he perform at the same level that he's been polling?
In the Democratic contest, where do things stand as of now, Saturday morning, in the race between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders?
I'd say it's not over. You know, New Hampshire's well known for having things change at the last possible minute. You know, you've seen it over and over again over the last 20 years or so, where a candidate comes into the last week and, you know, changes their poll numbers by 10 or 15 or even 20 points just between Iowa and New Hampshire. So, you know, it's maybe a 10 or 15 point race right now based on most of the polls, which if you had to put money on it, I'd say Bernie Sanders would be the safe bet. It's probably a 10 or 15 point race based on the polls right now, but things can change at the last minute, so I keep watching.
Is New Hampshire more volatile in the 11th hour than other states?
The primary is a bit unique in the sense that New Hampshire voters get a big piece of information a week before they vote. You know, they get the Iowa result a week before they vote. And they're very early on in the process. So, you know, they have a lot of different choices often. So you do see a lot of volatility in the last 7 days in New Hampshire.
Does how voters get their information about candidates sway how they make up their minds?
Well, there's the old saw about New Hampshire where a candidate asks a voter, you know, what do you think of me? And the voter says, I don't know, I've only met you three times. You know, New Hampshire voters have a bit of a different level of access in terms of personal interaction with the candidates. So for them, they can make up their mind in a different way. In almost every other state, save perhaps Iowa, there's not the opportunity to go to three different town halls for every single candidate.
Steve, thank you.
Thank you.
Steve Casella is with the Massing Polling Group and conducts polls for WBUR. This is 90.9 WBUR.